And we have with us Debbie Gibson. You might remember Debbie when she was 16 years old. She burst onto the Billboard Hot 100. She had Only in My Dreams, Foolish Beat, Lost in Your Eyes. And she actually was the youngest artist and remains the youngest artist to write, produce, and perform a Hot 100 number one song. But she's got a brand new song out and a brand new movie, and it's called Music in Me, and it's premiering Sunday, April 12th on the Up Network. And there's a song with it called Promises that is hauntingly beautiful, and she wrote it and sang it as well, and she's still got it. Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for that intro. Quite an intro.
Well, no, really. That was really, I loved your performance in the film.
Thank you.
And I liked the music.
Well, thanks so much. Yeah, it was interesting writing the song for the movie because I had to really put myself in the character's shoes and realize, like, I'm not somebody who's had hit records and knows how to write a catchy hook. And I had to really write from this girl's point of view, which is, like, I'm bearing my soul and kind of opening my diary to people, if you will. And so it was really, really fun. I like being given homework assignments like that, you know. And I'm really, really pleased with how it came out and the whole movie as well.
It's great. And I love your parents in the movie. Do a great job. And Gloria, wow, she plays a tough young lady there.
Yeah, she gives me quite a hard time. And in real life, she's a sweetheart. I actually just saw her do a concert last night at the Metropolitan Room here in New York City. And she's a wonderful lady, wonderful singer. And yes, but she can play the tough gal. Very, very well, and she kept me on my toes because she's such an amazing actress, and, you know, I've not had it nearly as much screen experience as she had, so it was amazing. It was like a master class every day working with her.
You've reinvented yourself a number of times. I wanted to know what it was like to be a teenager, and, you know, when the electric CD came out.
Electric Youth, yes.
Yeah, when that came out, I actually own it, and I have three of your albums, actually.
But, oh, cool.
Because I was a big fan. But they came out, and that album was just huge. And then it kind of went a little bit down from there. What was it like, though, to be up so high at so young an age and then having to reinvent yourself? I know you went on Broadway and did well there.
Yeah, it's funny because I never felt that way, the way you're describing it. I went from album to tour, album to tour, album to tour. And then literally while I was on the third tour, my mom invited the producer of Les Miserables to my show because I was performing On My Own, Pretending He's Beside Me, Eponine's big song. Mm-hmm. I was performing it in my pop concert, and the audiences were really reacting. And I was up for Les Miserables when I was like 15. I was auditioning for it. And so my mom revisited those producers and said, you've got to come see the fact that these kids are really, you're going to bring a whole new audience into the Broadway theater if you get Deb in this show. And so literally, I got off tour. I had about 2 weeks. I prepared for the audition. I went and auditioned, and they said, we'd love to have you in the show and start rehearsal in like a month. So for me, I was like going from living one dream to another, and never felt like, oh, gee, my records aren't hitting. What am I going to do next? I actually never had that moment. It was more like, great, I get to be on top of my game here, and now I get to go be on top of my game on Broadway. And that took on a life of its own because I went from there to do Grease in the West End in London, and a string of roles and Broadway shows followed for really over the course of 12 years. So, yeah, I've had definitely a diverse career. There's never a dull moment. I got to do some fun, crazy sci-fi movies a few years ago, and then
that was
now doing the...
Yeah,
what was that?
That was really cool, actually. You did the sci-fi movie with Tiffany.
Yes.
And then you ended up doing a tour with her. And
yes.
I remember years ago, people thought you guys were rivals, but that was not true.
No, we were kind of like, who had time to be rivals? We were always supportive of each other, and we'd cross paths. Like, we'd be on a UK TV show together or an award show together or whatever. And we just didn't really know each other. So... I just laughed when the sci-fi movie came up because it was like fans were always wanting us to collaborate, and we were laughing like going, oh, my God, I'm sure this is not what they had in mind as our first collaboration. But that's what made it so funny and fun. It was so kitschy, that movie, and over the top, and we had a blast.
Yeah. Well, and then you toured together, and I guess you guys remained friends, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, we do. We do. We just did a concert together as recently as 2 months ago at the Mohican Sun in Connecticut, and we did like an autograph signing together after, and I loved watching fans. Like, kind of looked like they were, like, pinching themselves going, I can't believe Debbie and Tiffany are, like, on either side of me in a photo. I mean, it was really fun.
That would be cool. I would say that would be cool. You know what's funny? I remember last time I saw you on the screen was actually watching Katy Perry's movie, her video. Friday night TGIF. You played her mother in the video.
I played a teenage Katy's mom. So I felt like I was channeling my mom in the 80s. With Corey Feldman, and it was a blast. Hanson was in the video, Kenny G was in the video, and Katy kind of handpicked me to do it, and when I got that call, I was honored and thought it would be a blast, and it was, and she's amazing and amazing to work with, and everything you think she'd be, kind of like spinning 15 plates at one time, that was a great time.
And it was a number one song as well, so that's kind of cool.
Yes.
You know, the role you play is very interesting. You play a singer-songwriter who gave up on the craft and just kind of said, that's it. But the movie's really about the power of music and, how music can save lives. And I love the movie. I love those kind of movies anyway with the really, nice, good feeling at the end of it,
Absolutely, and we need more of that. The world is not the happiest place right now, and I think people are having a very hard time in their lives and with money and with everything. And I think that, yes, if you can escape for a couple of hours. But what I love is that it's a story very rooted in reality, and that I think there are a lot of women in particular who do give up on a dream of their own to maybe put family first or have kids or whatever those things are. And in a way, they become fearful of ever revisiting it because it's so painful to revisit something that you gave up on. And Gloria's character also has a history with music, and again, there's a lot of pain in her story, and it's really, to me, because there is a love story in it, but to me it's about this young runaway girl and myself and Gloria, and really, yes, the power of music and how it brings people together and, like you said, saves people.
It's a reawakening kind of thing.
Yes,
I love
exactly.
It. And I love the way your relationship started with the young man in the film. That was
you always see that coming when a girl is like acting sarcastic and snippy to a guy. You go, oh, that's the love interest.
Yeah, exactly. When they start to play checkers together, that's the thing.
Exactly. But, and I can be a snippy New Yorker. So
a quick question about your singers, about your songwriting. When you write a song like Promises, which is a beautiful song, what do you do first? Do you do the music first, the lyrics? What comes to you?
In this case, because it was kind of like writing on assignment, I was reading the script and it said, Jessica picks up a pen and writes down two words, promises made. And as I swear, it's like in real time, as I was reading those words, I heard promises made. And then I went into promises broken. And they just dropped in that way, like together. Mm. And what I did in that moment was I left it alone, finished reading the script, and I just kind of percolated on it, if you will, and percolated on what I wanted to say with the song. And eventually I'm like doing something around the house, and it's like da 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 da, and I start hearing it. And it's in this case the melody probably was more prominent. I'm very much a melody girl. And the lyrics were a little more of a task because they were so intertwined with the storyline, and I wanted to make them as specific as possible.
Right.
But in general in life, a lot of times, like, I can hear a phrase that I go, ooh, that's a great premise for a song. A lot of times the melody and the lyrics start to come together.
Do you have
it's
a notebook?
Like I sing my thoughts.
do you have a notebook where you might keep these little pieces and use them another time?
Oh, I do. I put things on the voice recorder. I put things in notebooks. I have so many notebooks. Like, over the years, I've written, like, thousands of songs. I mean, I have a suitcase in my garage full of notebooks. And I'll bust them out every now and again, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's like diaries. It's like girls keeping diaries, but I have, like, hundreds of them.
Because you have a huge...
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
You have a huge advantage over most singer-songwriters in that when you were young, you were trained to not only write but produce things, so you could actually feel comfortable in a studio and
You know, I realized early on, to be female and to be young, it's like a double minority in the music business, or it was back then, and there was a lot of prejudice. It was like, well, she clearly can't know how to speak to musicians because she's just a little girl. And in those days, little girls were known as puppets, really. And so, you know, not only did I have to come in and say, hey, can you make that a B minor 7th chord instead of a B minor sus, or that, you almost had to show off your knowledge because they were so expecting that you didn't know what the heck you were going to be, what you were talking about.
Mm.
And the same went with recording. I kind of armed myself with knowledge, if you will, and had my own little setup in the garage with a 4-track recorder. And I actually, you'll appreciate this because you're in radio, I was splicing my own tape to do radio IDs, to do custom IDs for program directors around the country.
Wow.
So, you know, I'd say, Z100's got the music I thought was only in my dreams. But I was literally splicing the tape myself. I was, putting the 2-track over to my 4-track and then cutting the vocal into the record. I mean, it was so crazy, the things I was doing to get records played. And the fact that I knew how to do this was definitely an advantage because I didn't have to go somewhere and pay for studio time and, you know, have someone else do all this. I was able to do this and send it off to them.
It was funny, Debbie. I was talking to a class yesterday at a college doing a lecture at a broadcasting college, and I was telling them about using a razor blade to do editing, and they had no idea. They thought I was talking about using it on myself or something, because they use computers
now. You had to actually use a razor blade and cut the you had to kind of go and push and pull the tape till it was right in the sweet spot, and then you cut it. And
yeah,
I mean, it's crazy.
It is crazy now looking at it, but this is it's a great movie. I know you got other people to talk to, but it was a real pleasure to talk to you because you're quite a talented young lady. And And you still look great, by the way. Congratulations on that.
Thank you. I feel like I had like a vital energy resurgence in my 40s. Honestly,
well, you look fantastic. You sound great. And by the way, catch her on The Music in Me. It premieres Sunday, April 12th at 7 o'clock on Up TV. And again, it'll be on demand and stuff. You better see it. So, thank you so much for stopping by, and good luck with the film.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye bye.